USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Maryland State Police say three people are dead after a shooting at a manufacturing plant. It happened at Columbia Machine in Smithsburg, which is about 75 miles west of Baltimore. Various reports say the suspected shooter was shot and injured during a confrontation with a Maryland State Police trooper. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan confirming a trooper had been hit by gunfire. A company spokesman could not immediately say how many people were at the plant at the time of the shooting. A Michigan police officer is being charged after Patrick Leoya was killed during a traffic stop in April.
I made the decision to charge Christopher Scherr with one count of second-degree murder.
Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker making the announcement. Leoya ran from the police officer and was legally drunk. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The leaks continue from the Democratic-led January 6 committee.
Aides to the January 6 commission are leaking to reporters the January 6 committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. They say never-before-seen recordings and documentation from closed-door depositions with key Trump officials and members of the president's family. The lawmaker kicked off the January 6 commission by Nancy Pelosi. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Talk of an assault weapons ban is proving to be a boost to parts of the firearms industry. Aubrey Sanders, who runs gun shows in Texas, says he's seeing a 60 to 70% increase in sales, and he has run out of booths for gun dealers. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Inflation in Europe remains on the rise, and in the UK alone, it's at a 30-year high. In Amsterdam, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde says inflation is currently growing beyond their target of 2% per year.
Moderating energy costs, the easing of supply disruptions related to the pandemic, and the normalization of monetary policy are expected to lead to a decline in inflation.
She says they will raise their key interest rates in July and then again in September and then reevaluate. Some Democrats are continuing to call for the Supreme Court to expand the number of justices on the bench to help pass key pieces of legislation for gun control. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News that would be dangerous and would effectively destroy the Constitution.
Every time we do that, it jeopardizes the independence of the judiciary. That's why since 1869, this thing hasn't budged, and it should never budge again.
Americans' credit card bills are going up. The Fed Reserve Bank of New York saying credit card balances hit $841 billion during the first 3 months of this year. Meantime, the figure that mostly includes such balances is hitting a new record as it sits at just over $1.1 trillion in April. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.